Hi there, I'm Sissy Lexi. Today, I am proud to present part one of a tale of sissification so arousing that it inspired me to make this audio drama. Our story today is written by T. Boa, an author on literotica.com. T. Boa is an author of four extremely sexy stories, and I highly encourage you to visit their Literotica page for more excitement. Without further ado, I present part one of Daddy's Sissy. Enjoy! The first day of your senior year, you woke up just like any other day. You sat up groggy from staying up too late on your phone. You could hear rap music coming from the kitchen. Your mom, Dina, was probably making your lunch for you. You stood up and stretched in your relatively small bedroom. Just enough space for your twin bed, a desk, and closet. You walked to your laptop on the desk and checked your email. Just messages about school and your schedule and such. You took a step over to the mirror on your closet door and examined your naked body. Pale white and barely 5'1". Your just turned 18 body had mostly no muscle mass other than a faint six pack, which was mostly from swimming. Your chest lacked nice pecs. Instead, you had a mostly flat chest. And if anything, you had something close to cleavage if you press yourself together. Your dick was lackluster still. You'd hoped you were a grower, but no. Meanwhile, thanks to swimming and yoga with your mom, your backside was quite impressive. Your ass stuck out nicely with some good muscle underneath the loose bits. You threw on a robe and went to take a shower. On the way, your dad Jordan was just coming out. Left you a present, son. His deep voice gave away his prank. You took one step. Dad? Not cool. He turned around with a giant, white-toothed smile. Always be grateful for what I can provide. You turned back and saw him as you've always seen him. The best dad in the world. And secretly maybe the hottest. His own robe covered what was a statuesque physique. Chiseled ebony with muscles and more muscles. He worked hard and kept his body in top shape. When Jordan and Dina adopted you when you were 3, you had hoped you found a truly loving home. You never knew your parents. You were abandoned as a baby. And while Jordan, Jay to his friends, was a stern man, at times he was overflowing with love and understanding. He demanded respect, but never judged you when you showed no interest in football or basketball. He never minded your lack of interest in action movies, or even when you often preferred to hang out with your mother and shop for clothes. He was truly a great dad. I always am, Pop, you said with a smile. As you turned back to the bathroom, you felt a huge swat on your ass. It made you stumble forward and look back again. Jay was smiling, but there was something deeper in his eyes. After a moment, he turned back again. Love ya, son. Have a great first day. You're a senior now. Thanks, Dad. Love ya, too. You turned back to the bathroom and held your nose. The shower was lovely, and you took your time. After drying off and doing your morning business, you returned to your bedroom, but there was a surprise. You were surprised to see pink girls' panties, little bows, and lace all over. Bemused, you threw them into the hamper and opened your underwear drawer only to find it empty. Mom, what? She shouts from the kitchen. I'm out of clean underwear. Okay, I'll do laundry today. But what will you wear? Well, you realized one option. You looked back in the hamper and picked them up. Holding them up to yourself in the mirror, they looked exactly your size. Which was weird because Dina was a big, curvy gal. Whose were these? All you wear is jeans, so freeballing didn't seem like a good idea, and as a straight-A student, you didn't have gym this year. Should you try them on? Yeah. Scraping your junk on denim didn't sound like a great day at school. You dropped your robe and slipped the panties on. They fit like a glove. No pinching and no tightness. They moved with you, even though you had a package. You threw on a t-shirt and jeans and proceeded down to greet Dina. She was a full-size Italian woman. While she wasn't tall, she was taller than you by quite a bit. She was dressed, but casually. As you walked into the kitchen, she turned and smiled. You gave her a big hug, and her massive breasts pressed hard into your face. You loved her as much as Jay, and she was every bit as great as a mom, but she always felt like a big sister more than a mom. How you doing, babe? Excited to get this year over with. Oh, really? What's so pressing for after you're done with school? Not sure, but a change is needed at some point. Anyways, gotta go. She turned and grabbed a paper bag and handed it to you. Here's your lunch, Sean. Love you. Be true to yourself, always. She hugged you, then kissed your cheek. The first day of school was hectic. Lots of relearning routes to classes, making your locker yours, etc. You had some acquaintances to say hi to, but you never got to have close friends. No one seemed to connect with you much at school. During lunch, you just found a spot and kept your phone on as you ate. You were watching a cute girl doing a live stream when you got a text from Dad. Sean, we need to talk. Come straight home when you're done at school. This was weird. What did you do? Nothing came to mind. You really never got in trouble. Everything okay? You texted back. The screen showed the flashing, then stopped, then started, then stopped. It felt like minutes until the message finally popped up. Depends on you. See you at home. Fuck, what did you do? As you walked through the door, the house was quiet. Dina usually played music, so this was odd. Hello, you shouted. In here. Jay's deep voice came from your room. You put your things down and took your shoes off. You slowly went up the stairs and saw Jay sitting on your bed. He was slumped over, resting his elbows on his knees with his hands clasped. He looked stressed. Hey Dad, where's Mom? He looked up, his eyes were wide, and looked like he had been crying. She's having a night out with her girlfriends, she won't be home till late. Have a seat. He patted his left side closer to your desk. You slowly moved past. You still had no reason to ever fear him, but he was being weird. You sat down slowly and he put his giant hand on your knee. Sean, open up your laptop. You picked it up and opened it on your lap and logged in. Show me your browser history. What? You usually cleared it, but what does he know? You hesitated and suddenly he took it from you and opened it. He simply typed hub, as in porno hub, into the history filter, and there was pages and pages of results. How did those get there? You asked innocently. Jay turned to you and said dead seriously, I didn't raise you to be a fool. Here, look. He clicked on one. Lily White Bitch Speared by BBC. The cries of a petite girl moaning in pleasure as she was split in two by a giant black dick. He went back and highlighted another. Tomboy finds herself on the wrong side of the tracks. Dad, I. Hush now. I'm trying to show you something. Jay keeps going. There. He clicks on a video. And it's a frail white boy in a dress sucking a big black dick. This is why we needed to talk. You barely remembered watching, much less jerking off to it, but the truth was that it was making you hard, harder than the last two. The silky panties wrapped around your waist felt amazing on your boner. I don't know why I watched that. You said meekly, Jay just quietly opened another tab of your history and searched dildo. Your eyes, now wide, saw another many-paged list of results. I only looked. Because I made you Sean. What did he mean? You just turned and stared at him in disbelief. How? He put the laptop down on the desk and stood over you. No. He towered over you. You gave the slightest gulp. Nothing was making sense. Sean, you ain't a normal boy. You don't like sports. You'd rather be out with your mom shopping. I've never even seen you with a girl. You looked down in shame. Arnoshan, I'm not saying this to judge or demean you. I'll have other ways of doing that. Anyways, you're a sissy baby. And first off, he knelt down and hugged you with all his might. I love you and have always loved you just the way you are, but let's face it. You love Black Dick and you want to be speared on Black Dick all day. You looked deep into his eyes. He was serious. Just because you watched some porn or jerked off to the idea of Sean baby, am I right? Do you want to suck big black cock? This was absurd, but your body was screaming at you. But wait, why did he say he made me? Wait, what did you mean you made me? Jay looked flustered. Okay, I might have made it easier for you. You stood up to confront him. What? What does that mean, Dad? He backed up and bumped into the wall. I saw you watching those videos once. So I wanted to see how serious you were. I got some low-dose hormones and had Dina slip them in your food. You think a butt that nice comes from swimming? You're getting itty-bitty tits, Sean. You looked back and felt your plushy but firm ass. You remembered playing with your chest this morning. That's not all, though. I left those panties for you. I knew you'd like them. I didn't see them in the trash or wash. Show me your undies. You're wearing them, aren't you? Your face felt on fire in embarrassment, but your cock was rock hard. You didn't show him, but you moved your arms behind you and looked away. Jay came closer and stuck his long finger down your jeans and pulled them away. Side-eyeing into your pant, there were the pink panties bright as day and the defined but small outline of your rigid dick. See, you're a natural sissy, Sean, and you're beautiful. You're my beautiful sissy, who I love. His finger stayed hooked on your waistband. It slowly started tugging. This was a whirlwind, but your body felt this other pull towards him as you were only inches away. You lost all control and leapt into Jay's arms and kissed him. His thin goatee itched, but his strong lips and tongue overpower you immediately. His hands held you and still moved up and down your backside. He felt like electricity, and his muscles flexing and pressing into you were driving you wild. Soon Jay sat down on your desk chair with you straddling him. You moaned and cooed and gyrated all over his body. Your little prick could feel his daddy dick through his pants. After some moments, he held you away from him a bit. Okay, baby, time for the real test. He pushed you off and held you down to your knees. He quickly unzipped his pants and extracted his hard 10-inch python. You want to be a sissy? Then I'm going to make sure you're the best sissy you can be. Suck that dick. Your heart was in it, but your brain was still processing. Damn, this was the hottest thing you've ever seen. You haven't felt this alive, ever. If you do this, nothing will be the same again. You leaned forward and eagerly took hold of him at his base. Pulling down his uncut cockhead, you could see pre-cum glistening within. All the time you imagined a big black prick, it still seemed mythical. When you jerked your little dick to those videos, you imagined how a real cock would feel in your hands. To knead it and kiss it and feel it forcing its way down your throat. This prick, your daddy's big black dick, is what you wanted, and you were going to enjoy it. You extended your tongue to the tip, the hidden cockhead protected by his thick hood. His day of sweat and exertion was wafting into your nostrils. When your tongue touched the opening of his hood, he jerked a bit. The power in his body was thrilling. You wondered how long until you could be under him moaning like a bitch being bred, taking every ounce of his thick, virile cum into you. Slowly, you began stroking him. Yeah, work it, baby. You let your tongue slide up and down the underside of his cock. Every vein and bump felt so solid, nothing gave when you pressed. His manhood felt like hot iron. Soon his tip began emerging from his foreskin. You had to stare at it. The glistening fat cockhead was stretching his hood over it. It almost looked like it'd never fit, but in moment, his mushroom had popped free, and the encased precum was oozing down his shaft and spread by your meager hand just barely reaching around his shaft. "That's it, baby. Work your daddy's dick. Make him come." You smiled up at him. "I never thought I'd say this, but please, Daddle, I want you to come down my throat. Make me your sissy bitch." Those words came out of nowhere but felt right. Jay was doing this to you, and you loved it. You decided to taste him properly and opened wide to take his tip in your mouth. He grunted and jutted his hips forward as your lips made contact. He was holding back. Eager to please, you ran your tongue all over his slick tip, prodding his piss hole, tasting everything his dick had touched since his last shower. Amongst the saltiness and sweat, you tasted something else. You wondered if it was Dina's pussy. The thought of tasting his last lover on his dick threw you over the edge, and your little prick spewed cum in your new panties. Shuddering and panting, you buckled to the floor. Jay bent over and held you and lifted you on the bed like you weighed nothing. "Oh, baby, Sean, you okay?" "Yeah, just got a bit carried away." Jay undid your jeans and saw the wet spot in your panties. "I see, Sean. You have to learn to control yourself. You don't get to come until your daddy is balls deep in that bussy." He was right. If this was who you are now, you should make sure you do it right. "I'm sorry, Dad. I won't punish you this time, but I think we need to go the extra step now to get you right. What do you think of the name Shauna? Like a whole new name or just for us? All or nothing, baby girl?" "I like it, Daddy." Jay stands up and helps you up so you're sitting on the edge of your bed. He stands in front of you, his rigid pike wobbling in front of your face. "Good. Now be a good bitch and finish sucking your daddy's dick." With renewed lust, you move to immediately wrap your lips around his crowned cockhead. You've never done this outside your mouth, so you're slow and awkward. But you filled your mouth with dick at this point and hope the effort enough will give you your first taste of daddy's cum. He places his hand on your shoulder to try and guide your pacing. You take the hint and focus on his pleasure and bobbing up and down on his pre-spewing cock. After minutes, he seems to be flagging. You have an urge and go for it. You reach for his pants and undo them. They fall down around his pike, leaving just his boxers. With his cock firmly implanted in your mouth, you run your hands down his length onto his root and past it into his boxers to extract his heavy swollen nuts, like two billiard balls hanging loose over his boxers. You proceed to massage his sack lovingly. He rewards you with a new stiffness and little thrusts of his cock, urging to conquer more of you. Sure enough, his tip is punching the back of your throat. You begin humming and cooing as it assaults your throat opening. Using your free hand, you grip his hip and pull him in closer in rhythm, with your mouth sucking harder and harder on his massive prick. You have 7 whole inches you'd love to be sliding down your throat, and you just can't swallow hard enough. "Here, baby." Jay pulls his cock out with a pop. He eases you down to your knees, then lifts his right leg up on the bed. Angling his full length downwards, you take the hint and lower yourself enough so you can get your neck parallel to him. Then, opening wide as he squats down slowly, you savor every bump, vein, and inch as it slides past your lips. When he hits the back of your throat, he grabs your hair and grips his cock at the root and gives a firm stroke to the last bit leaving your mouth. His mushroom head throbs hard, and a full wad of precum coats the back of your throat. Now keep swallowing. Don't you stop till that cock is properly cutting off your air. You nod lightly and he pushes hard. Your eyes are welling up as you swallow over and over, It takes 5 attempts, and finally you feel his tip starting to push through. Your body is tingling with the feeling and taste of him driving further into you. It's nearly there when your brain starts being concerned about air. You tap his thigh, but he ignores and keeps pushing. Tears are running down your cheek, but you know you still want this. You remember to keep swallowing, and after 3 more good gulps, his cock juts forward and in. You shudder from having your throat filled. His cock firmly throbs, and you feel something warm leaking. Jay doesn't let up, and he keeps pushing. More and more of his cock slides in. You look up and can just see his blurry, ebony body filling more and more of your vision. You don't miss the air, you just want more cock. Your last sensation as you pass out is more dick pushing its way down your throat. You gasp as you slam back awake. It takes a second, and your vision sharpens to see Daddy's cock floating before you, your spit clinging and dripping off the tip. Spit is also all over your chin. Good girl, you nearly made it. Jay looks down at you, smirking. You're gonna be a prime piece of meat soon. You okay? Trying to think clearly was proving difficult, but the pain in your throat wasn't going to go away anytime soon. Might as well keep going. You looked up and nodded eagerly. I want more dick, Daddy. Jay smiled wide and pushed his dick up to your lips again. You swallowed a couple more times to get more spit up, then dove back on his pike. Bobbing up and down, you felt his tip tickle your sore, abused throat, but the gag reflex was only chiming in. It wasn't taking over, so in one big push, you timed your swallow just right and slammed home. Jay moaned in a primal, guttural way. His pleasure made you coo in response, opening your eyes, and the prize was in sight. Jay's dense pubes could almost touch your nose. Pulling back a bit, you time it right, and suddenly, Daddy's pelvis slams into your nose, and his balls slap your chin. You look up, and Daddy's smile is gone. Good hard part's over. His massive hands slam to the sides of your head, and he pulls his thick cock back out to the entrance of your throat and rams home. This continues at a quickly accelerating pace. Daddy was face-fucking his sissy son's face, and you were in absolute heaven. With the frantic pace in which your throat pussy was being assaulted, all you could focus on was trying to gag and swallow at the right time to milk the column of man meat using you. Your right hand massaged his balls, your left tried to pull him in harder by gripping his steel-like leg muscles. All the while, Jay was beginning to enjoy himself. Fuck, been thinking about this a long time, son. Never knew you'd be taking my dick like a pro in one night. Jay's cock hardens and begins randomly flexing and throbbing. Gonna fuck a nice meal into you, bitch boy. Been backed up a while, Dinah's not as tight as she used to be. Fuck, here's your present, baby. Swallow all of it, and I promise to break you in proper tonight. You redouble your efforts, angling your throat even lower to take in his fat dick even better. Jay's thrusts are ragged, and he's struggling to keep pace. Slamming home for a few seconds, then fucking you some more. You swear you can feel the huge load working its way into his urethra, the thick vein under his shaft not rock hard, and filling up more and more with his virile seed. Within a minute, he holds your head like a vice and slams home. His still firm and hot testicles roil and vibrate as his cock flexes faster and faster. In seconds, the dam bursts and molten cum flows freely down your throat. You've never felt fuller as Daddy uses you like a cum dump. Both your hands work his thick, velvety sack, his balls vibrating, throwing you over the edge again. As your throat pussy clamps and convulses on your daddy's prick, he pulls it out so his last full blasts of cum hit your tongue. You lap his cockhead over and over, enjoying your first taste of cum. His salty, gamey taste infects your mind. His intentions, evil or otherwise, didn't matter. He won. You love Daddy's dick, and he was going to hold all your cards now. With each swallow of his nut milk, you promised to love, swallow, obey, swallow, and do what Daddy tells you. Jay's torrent of jizz subsides. As you finish what cum is left in your mouth, you take his full length again, working to clean Daddy's cock. You hoped he would keep his promise. As you suckled more on his prick, he pulled away. Enough for now, Shauna. Wait here. Jay picks up his things and leaves you sweating, soaked in spit and traces of cum. He comes back with a purple lingerie two-piece and throws it at you. Go get cleaned up and put this on. I'm gonna go eat dinner. After that, I'm going to my bedroom. I expect you to be there waiting on the bed. Am I clear? You lean forward on your knees. Yes, Daddy. I'll be ready. Good girl. If all goes well, you'll be a proper butt slut by the time your mama comes home. After a couple moments of collecting yourself, you laid out the outfit Daddy gave you. A purple bra and panties. The bra was an A cup, just for show. The panties had a narrow strip to go up your cheeks. You were eager to try it, but Daddy said to clean up. You took off all your clothes. Your new pink panties had been thoroughly filled with your cum. Throwing everything in the laundry, you hopped in the shower and cleaned everywhere and spent about half as much time cleaning around your button. Even you knew you were too tight down there. You'd let Daddy be concerned about breaking you in.